How was Tuma back after his 3-game ban? Is he all ready and raring to go?
Yeah, he's always got a smile on his face, Aaron. He always seems to win the five-a-sides. He's a wizard, and having a wizard back available is special. You know, he makes a big difference to any football team he's in. He's just got artistry and creativity and talent in abundance. He's a fantastic lad and a fantastic player to work with.
Yeah, it must have been particularly frustrating for him the past 3 games because he's had a real stop-start year or so as a posh player. Is the key for him now to get that consistency and to be involved on a regular basis?
Consistency has been the word for me with Aaron since I've been here. Every day he excites me. Every session that he goes into, he does something special. Every time he pulls on a shirt, he gets hold of the football and he works the football. He's a brave player, takes lots of touches, makes passes with great ball retention, looks forward and sees creative things. He is Mr. Consistency and a wizard with it.
Yeah, and obviously with Marcus Madison currently unavailable, even more useful to have him around. I know you said on Saturday that you're not too sure how long away Marcus will be at this stage. Is it definitely the case that he won't need any sort of surgery? It's just waiting for the problem to calm down a bit?
Well, we obviously, we'll shake things up tomorrow night because I've said it before, you need to go into Tuesday night games with a freshness, with a vibrancy. Players who maybe have picked up knocks at the weekend, I might look just to rest. Sometimes you keep players involved on the bench because if you need them, they can come on and do 15 or 20, but they might have a little niggle that, you're not prepared to start them with. So we'll make changes tomorrow night. And, you never know who might be involved in the 11.
Was Alex Davey injured at the weekend or was that just tactical?
No, Alex has got a little niggle. He went back to Chelsea just to have a strain looked at. It's not serious, but he was unavailable through injury.
Yeah, and at this moment in time with Ricardo and Gabby Zakuani playing so well together, you've got a good strong partnership there anyway.
Well, we're very fortunate. You've got Gabby, who is an international footballer and looks every bit it at the moment. He's defending fantastically well. Credit to him for a massive week last week, the travel he did and the games he played, testament to his professionalism. He's improving every day, Ricardo. He's a great lad to work with. Fabulous abilities, good footballing centre half. He's got the size and the stature, but it's his footballing ability that you notice. And we're also lucky to have Bozzy because he can play in there at the back as well. And there's not three better centre halves than those three at this level.
Yeah, with Marcus, he came back last season and played against Bristol City and then I think missed a number of games after that. Is that something that you've had a conversation about as well, being really careful about getting it right in terms of when he returns?
Well, I left him out last weekend but kept him on the bench because he was fit enough arguably to make a small contribution if he was absolutely required, but we got the result at Swindon. With the extra travel involved at the weekend, it was deemed the right thing not to travel him, just to try and help him on his way to recovery. But he's definitely one that I'm not expecting to be out for the foreseeable future. I'm expecting him to be back in contention imminently.
Yeah, and you mentioned Harry Beautyman is back in training. Is he now in a position where he's ready for selection, or is it a bit longer for him?
No, nothing like that. He's not yet back in full training. And once he does, he's got to get himself fit enough to be able to make a contribution, even 5 or 10 minutes off the bench. Takes some time on the training ground to put into you. You don't want to set somebody back because they're not quite right. So he's got a way to go at the moment.
Yeah, and I suppose given that situation, you won't really have seen too much of him so far, but is he a player that potentially excites you for further down the line?
Well, the whole squad at this football club excites me. There's transfer values on players' heads in terms of offers that have been made for people and discussions that have been had that tell you everything you need to know about this squad at this football club. There's boys who've walked in the door that came here despite serious attention from other organisations. And we know we've got a fabulous squad here. You don't come to Peterborough, you don't get recruited by Peterborough if you've not got talent. The network and the know-how at this club is second to none. So when you are appointed as manager, you're working with talent. That's a given.